Okay, I got a text from a couple of people today that were asking the same question. Apparently, there is a group of women that started saying Nishmas every single day, and these women were asked to join in that group. I don't know if it was for the next 40 days or indefinitely to say Nishmas every single day. So a couple of people texted me, just want to make sure that that's okay to do, that there's no issue with saying Nishmas every single day. We know we say Nishmas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and this is something, it's a particular segula that's gained a great amount of popularity. Apparently, it's a segula that Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Allah Shalom, was very fond of saying Nishmas. So I thought maybe let's look into the background of this issue and see if there is an issue at all, or if it's just a wonderful thing. Saying Nishmas is always nice, so why not say it every day with great kavana? So let's look into the background a little bit. First of all, what is Nishmas? When was it written? So clearly it was not written all at once. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis, going over to the very top of Kuf Yud Ches and Aleph, talks about the Birchas Hashir. The Mishnah says that on the third kos of Yayin at the Seder we say Birchas Hashir. So the Gemara is Machlokas. What is Birchas Hashir? And Rabbi Yochanan says it's Nishmas. So you see clearly in the times of the Gemara they're referring to Nishmas. In fact, Tosfos writes that the reason it's called Birchas Hashir is because we say it after Pesukei de Zimra. So it's called Birchas Hashir because it's something that we say as part of the songs that we say every day, but or that we say on Shabbos rather. But it's only part of the tefillah as we have it. The Gemara in Tainus and Brachas has other parts of it with relation to getting rain after a drought, but it seems to have been added on to over the course of time. Now, the first letters of four of the primary psukim spell the name Shimon backwards. So there are those who say that while obviously the author's name is Shimon, that he was authored by the Tana Shimon Bet Shetach. That's in the Sidra Avodas Bori Rabbi Akiva Ber. And others say in the Haggadah Sagaon of Arambam that it was Shimon Ben Pazi. And others say it was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave that authored Nishmas, or at least parts of it. In the Machzor Vitri in Ilchus Pesach, Simon Samach, he says that there are those that say Yesha Umrim that it was authored by Hanaval Shimon Peter Chamor Mishlichei also Ish Yeshu, that it was by one of the Talmidim of Yeshu that this prayer was authored. But the Machzor Vitri writes that Chas V'Shalom Shalotia Zos B'Yisrael, no one should ever make such a suggestion. He says V'Kala Omer Davar Zeh K'Sheivna Beis Hamikdash Yavi Chatos Shmeina, that anyone who makes such a suggestion that Nishmas was offered by one of the Talmidim of Yeshu when the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt, he's got to mark it down to bring a big fat carbon chatas, because it's a terrible thing to say. This was authored by a holy Tana or someone else that was very holy. When did it become part of Shabbos morning davening? So the Ravid says that it started in the days of the Amoraim. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos Samdal and Beis and Dibra Maschal HaKareya brings Rayos that no, it wasn't in the days of the Amoraim, it was only in the days of the Gaonim that it made its way into our Shabbos davening. In Magid Taluma, he writes that it was already mentioned in the Zohar, and that Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach composed it, but perhaps it wasn't instituted to be said all the time until the days of the Gaonim, meaning it existed before its institution as part of davening. It may have existed for many, many, many years before they ultimately decided in the days of the Gaonim that this should be part of Shabbos morning and Yontif morning davening. The Rambam in Seder Tfilas Kol Hashana says that Nahagu to say it on Shabbos before Yishtabach, which implies that it's only a minag, not a din. Even by the Seder, the Rambam in Chametz Matzah, Perkhes, Alach Yud, Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that Birchas Hashir is Yahalulucha, that it's not Nishmas, not like Rabbi Yochanan, that Birchas Hashir is Nishmas. However, it is undeniably mentioned in the Gemara, so it must have existed. Whether it was automatically included as part of the Seder in the times of the Gemara, whether it was included as part of Pesukat Zimran Shabbos Yom Tov in the times of the Gemara, it definitely existed in the times of the Gemara, because the Gemara clearly refers to it. It says that Birchas Hashir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Nishmas. So it had to exist in some form or be used in some context. Now, what are the basic themes of Nishmas? So the most basic theme is that we will never be able to fully thank Hashem.
Nachnu
No matter how much capacity we were endowed with, we would never be able to give proper hakaras hatov to Hakadosh Baruch Hu levarich Hashem chalachas me'alfei alafim v'ribei revavos pam hatov shasiz me'avaseinu v'yimanu, and to properly express all of the kindness Hashem has done to us. Rav Salvesh explained that this is an expression of despair, meaning Pesukei Tzimur starts out with like a mission that we're going to give great praise to Hashem, and then as we're ending Pesukei Tzimur, we acknowledge how woefully short we've fallen of being able to properly express Hakaras HaTov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is a beautiful, beautiful tefillah. And then the tefillah also talks about how we use everything that we have to praise Hashem. Al kein evarim shepilag deban of ruach neshama shem nefach deba peinu veloshen shesam tebefinu hein heim yodu vivaruchu vishabuchu vifaru viromu viaritzu viaktishu viamlichu eshem chamalkenu, that all of our evarim and our ruach and our neshama, everything that we have should be geared toward to praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's a wonderful, wonderful tefillah of praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There are no bakashos. We don't ask for anything in return. It's just an expression of pure love and appreciation to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Arizal explained that the Zohar says that since on Shabbos we have a Neshama Yesera, so we dafka say Nishmas on Shabbos, a tefillah that starts with Nishmas Kol Chai. In fact, the Yisod V'Shor HaShavod in Parachas quotes from the Arizal that there is a certain part of the Neshama Yesera that only enters a person when he says Nishmas on Shabbos. And there's definitely a Kabbalistic importance of saying Nishmas. In the Tshuvas Michtam LeDavid, in Orach Chaim, Simon Yud Gimel, he says, Klal Gadol Om Rabbeinu Gedolei Achronim Zal, that there's a major rule that the Achronim have. De Kol Milsa De Lesla Breira Midivrei HaShas HaKabbalah Tachriya. Whenever we don't have clarity from Shas, you always follow what the Kabbalah says. And he says, V'yadua, De Seder Nishmas Zehuva Inyanu Ba'arucha Bizar Parshas Truma. Nishmas is brought by Arichos in the Zohar and Parshas Truma. V'sham Uvor De Kulei Inyanu Shayich Kodem Birchus Kriyashma, that the Inyan of Nishmas is something that's Dafka for before Kriyashma. Dafka, it's a Hachana Kadesh Yucha Lekabel Tosefes HaNefesh B'Baruch Hu V'ruach HaNesham B'Mkaman. It's a way to be able to accept the Neshama Yesera that we're going to receive at Baruch Hu. It's all a prerequisite to the Baruch Hu that we have, and that's why we place it where we do in davening on Shabbos. So it is very clear that Nishmas is a very ancient tefillah, and that it belongs where it is. It belongs on Shabbos before davening. Question before Baruch Hu. The question is, what about saying it at other times? Is there anything wrong with saying it at other times when it's not Shabbos or Yom Tov, Psukei Dezimra? So first of all, as far as weekdays are concerned, the Rama in Simin Tafresh Samach Dalet Sif Aleph says that even though we are marbe b'mizmorim on Hoshana Rabbah, meaning we have a long Psukei Dezimra on Hoshana Rabbah, to the extent like you would be marbe b'mizmorim on Yom Tov, but says the Rama, ve'ein omrim nishmas, but on Hoshana Rabbah you don't say nishmas. And the Shabruah in Simchan Gimel explains that we don't say it because be'emes hu yom chal. Really, Hoshana Rabbah is a weekday, and who says nishmas on a weekday? So even though you say a long Pesukei Dezimra as if it were a Yom Tov, it's Hoshana Rabbah, but the reality is it's a weekday. It seems that the nishmas kol chai relates to this neshami yaseira, and you don't get that neshami yaseira on a weekday. In the Tshuvas Michtam L'David Or Chaim Simon Yud Gimel, Michtam L'David again is, I mentioned before, he's an 18th century gadol. He was a mechutin of the Chidah. The Chidah had tremendous respect for him. He writes that just as Ha'omer Halal B'chol Yom Hareza Mecharif Megadef, Nishmas has a Halal vibe to it and should also only be said, he doesn't use the term vibe, that's my term, but it's got a Halal type of feel to it, and also should only be said during Pesukei Dezimra on Shabbos and Yontif, or at a particularly poignant Eis Tzara. But Stam, to say Nishmas every single day, he said that is totally inappropriate, just like saying Halal every single day. Now, in a time of drought, the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chaf Aleph Sif Aleph says that if there was a tsar machmas hatziros keshamim, and then all of a sudden it started to rain, so you say a bracha. In the context of the Shulchan Aruch, talking about the bracha of Hatov Ameitiv or Shachianu. However, the Ruach Chaim in Sifkat Dalid, which is quoted by the Kaf HaChaim over there in Sifkat Zayin, says that if it rains for the first time on Shabbos morning and the tzibur gets to nishmas, then they're yotze yidei chovasan with the bracha of with saying nishmas instead of a bracha of Hatov Ameitiv. In fact, in Piskei Tshuvas, he points out that even in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't seem that anybody says a bracha on rain nowadays anymore. So he says, "Al kol panim nachon levarich below shem malchus ubeshabbos based on miras nishmas lahodos al kach." That nishmas is a totally appropriate time to be grateful for a delivery from a tzara. So if the tzara was a drought and then it started to rain, nishmas is the time to have kavana to be thankful to the Ribbono Shel for that. But it's not only about droughts, other tzaras as well. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Toldos, Shana Beis Siv Gimel, quotes from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that it should be said as gratitude after being delivered from a very great tzar. And then Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid goes a step further and he says, if you want a good skula to be saved from a tzar, the Ribbono Shel loves nishmas so much, take a neder to say nishmas for when you are delivered from that tzara. And in that merit, you'll have a Yeshua, because the nishmas is waiting for when you're going to have that Yeshua. In fact, in Chaim Larosh of Chaim Palaji and in the Kaf HaChaim, Resh Pei Aleph Oschas, they say that if you hope for a Yeshua from tzara, best to take a neder. They say, they quote that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that you'll take a neder, that you'll say nishmas when you get delivered from the tzara. Note, he's not talking about saying it every day. That if there's a particular poignant day tzara that you're looking to be saved from, when you're saved from that Esar, you say nishmas in gratitude to it. I saw a beautiful article by Rabbi Aryeh Zev Ginsberg, one of the local Rabbanim here in Mishpacha magazine. He wrote about, he unfortunately last year became very, very, very ill with corona, and to the point that I remember we were davening so hard for him, and there was a point where we thought that our tefillos might be futile, at a certain point. And he said that his daughter and his wife were makabel upon themselves to say nishmas whenever any positive news came, whenever they got anything positive, any positive movement. And the idea again is that it's a very similar idea to what Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is saying. It's just meaning not that I'm going to say nishmas every day no matter what, but that when there's a Yeshua, I'm going to say nishmas. They just broadened the definition of Yeshua, right? They said when we're going to recognize every positive movement, every little bit of good news, as if it's a Yeshua Hashem, as if to realize that small Yeshuas and big Yeshuas are the same. And they said nishmas, on every what they call nishmas moments and every bit of good news. Now, what about avoiding tzara? Do we ever have such a maramakum? So I couldn't find anything clear about using nishmas as a way of avoiding tzara before the tzara even arrives. I think Rabbi Ginsberg wrote in that article that Rav Gustman had a mesora from Rav Shimon Shkap that saying nishmas would help somebody avoid being drafted into the Polish army, and that mesora made an impact apparently on the Stipler and Yibadol Chaim Tov, Rav Chaim Knievsky. I couldn't find any maramakumos for that. It all seemed to be about that you take a neder that you will say nishmas if there's a particular impactful eis tzara that you are then saved from. So what should you say every day if not nishmas? So the Rambam, obviously other than your regular tefillos, so the Rambam, Milchus Tefillah, Mesiyas Kapayim, Parag Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, writes, V'shibchu chachamim l'misha korei zmiros misefer tehillim b'chol yom v'yom, metil David atzof ha-sefer, u'kvar nagu l'kros psukim l'fnei malachareim, v'tikru bracha l'fnei ha-zmiros, v'yibarach sh'amar, he describes Pesukei Dezimra is wonderful. Zmiros from Pirkei Tehillim is wonderful. I just had the opportunity a few moments ago, actually, to ask Rav Asher Weiss Shlita about what he thought about this idea of a skula to say nishmas all the time as a skula. And he said, the people are very into skulas, but he said, really, we should say Tehillim. Instead of saying nishmas for 40 straight days, why not finish Tehillim over the course of 40 days? He said he was always wonders why it is that people want a skula for Parnassa, so they're saying Parshas Aman a million times, shuckling very heavily and having deep kavana during Parshas Aman, but then they'll zip through benching like it's nothing. If you want a skula for Parnassa, you bench with kavana. You want a skula for health, say Asher Yatzar with kavana. So he didn't understand why it is that we're looking for these different types of skulas, but as we mentioned, there are marmakomos, some significant marmakomos, that nishmas is this very very, very powerful tefillah that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid recommends as taking a neder to say when you are delivered from an eis tzara. So you certainly understand that someone who had an illness and has what to give hoda'a about will choose nishmas as a way of expressing that great hoda'a to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How long should they say nishmas? Should they do it every day? It doesn't seem that they should do it every day, but yeah, you understand that they may say it more than once, you know, as a way of expressing that hoda'a to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But I don't know that that's meant to be something that is mainstream, that everybody, even those who did not go through a particular eis tzara, that everybody should just be going around saying nishmas every single day, despite the fact that it's such a beautiful tefillah and it's so meaningful and it's so, so very powerful. But sometimes that which is most powerful is dafka reserved for Shabbos and Yom Tov and for times of tzara. At least that's what Rav Asher Weiss thought about this particular shaila. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.